Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Now, I want to make it clear here, and I'm sure intern Rich... Actually, you know, let's bring Rich on now, so Sean will need his at-bat music. Or at-mic music, rather. Which I'm sure Sean is frantically looking for.
She's
right
like,
now.
Oh, what are you from at the time?
Give me warning before you do that. Rich is one of our interns in the at-mic music. At-mic music.
There we go. Some angriness. Rawr.
It's what we play, much like a baseball game, every time somebody joins the show on our intern crew. So, hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Rich.
Good
morning.
I'm jealous.
We're doing good.
So
how's
be out there with you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's going to be 75 and sunny today, and we're going to soak up every minute of it.
Nice.
Hey, Rich, you used to live out here in L.A., right?
I did. That's why I wish I was out there with you.
Weren't you on a TV show when you were out here?
What's that? Actually, no, the TV shows, I was in Wilmington, North Carolina. I was a Dawson's Creek boy.
Oh,
gotcha.
Nice.
Well, people are going to ask, people who are big fans of the Creek, what role did you play?
What's that? Oh, you know, I was just a lonely guy in the background and some random. I was like probably like one of those stars that you saw and had no idea who she was. That's me. I'm like,
okay.
You know, the waiter, the guy in the background, the guy with no name.
Your man with blue hat.
Man with blue hat, man shooting pool.
But you're still in the credits.
Awesome. Yeah,
there you go. That's more TV shows than I've been in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Rich, we're going to have you hone up your acting skills and read this email. We got an email from a listener seeking some advice from us. And it was just so fascinating. We were going to have him on, and then he decided not to join us. But the email was so fascinating that we still want to talk about it and try to get him some advice if he happens to be listening. So, Rich, if you would please share the email with us that Tracy has given you that came from one virtual listener, and obviously because he's not on with us, we'll keep him anonymous. So take out any names or anything like that. But, Rich, the floor is yours, and the phone lines are open, 404-741-Q100 for advice. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, so the topic here we have here is, I have a problem. I need a guy's advice. What's the topic headline?
Well, as we learned earlier in the show, there are no guys left on the Bert Show. But we will try.
So we'll do our best here. First off, I'm a huge fan of the show. I have been for about 6 years now. My problem is this. I'm a 20-year-old straight guy, and when I meet people, they assume I'm gay. It's never really been a problem until now. I don't know how many times I've been talking to someone who I just met, and they say, oh, I thought you were gay. In high school, I was in drama club, and it was a good mix of cliques. It was a good mix of cliques in school. Jocks, smart kids, weird kids, you get the picture. People in the hallway would say stuff and I would just ignore it. I never let it get to me because I'm one of those people who think, if I know myself, why should I care what others think? At the beginning of March, I took my best friend to a Britney Spears concert at Phillips Arena for her 21st birthday as a present.
Hold on, Rich. I just want to make sure that I'm accurate here. We've got drama club.
Yes.
And Britney Spears show.
Right.
That is correct so far.
Okay, go ahead.
But it was a present for his friend.
I know. Okay. I'm just writing down.
Okay.
I'm making a list,
take your notes.
An evidentiary list, if
right.
you will.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I was talking to this girl sitting in front of me, and we started talking about Perez Hilton. Did you write that one down?
Got it.
For some
talking
reason.
About Perez
she
Hilton.
Said something along the lines of, as a gay man, I'm sure you understand. I said, oh, well. I said, well, I'm not, so I guess I don't understand. She turned around with a red face, and we didn't speak for the rest of the concert. That didn't really bother me. Last week, however, I was at a friend's party, and one of my good friends, who I have known for a few years, and I were talking. She said something funny, and I said it reminded me of an episode of Will and Grace. She looked at me weird and asked, are you sure you're not gay? That struck a chord with me. I've grown up in a house with my sisters and mother, and so I assume I am probably in touch with my feminine side a little more than the average guy. In high school, I was always the fat, funny guy. I've never been on a date, had a girlfriend, or kissed a girl. I've never had the time for it, and I realize that doesn't help my case with people. But I'm sick and tired of defending myself for something as petty as this. Every girl I've been interested in has always put me in the friend zone. I'm a guy interested in the celebrity and news and music, and I have realized this is a huge contributor to these assumptions. I had to sit back and analyze my iTunes, and I came to the assumption I have the iPod of a gay man. What music do masculine guys listen to? I never thought that the music I listen to could make people think this. How do I act more straight? I don't even know how to phrase the question. How do I act more masculine? I guess the real question I'm asking is, how do I get people to stop assuming I'm gay? I've always been the type of person who thinks they need... If you need to overly defend yourself, it's probably true what people are assuming of you. I don't know how to approach a situation without getting caught in a mental catch-22. Do you have any advice? I would appreciate any you have.
That's always a tough situation, too. Wow. We've all met people, like guys. I think it's more prevalent with guys where you would meet a guy who's very feminine and you assume he's gay, but then you meet his wife and you're like...
Well, no, it can translate to women, too. There's some women that you've seen that, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, I wonder where her girlfriend is. And then
she's a friend of Melissa's.
Then her husband walks up, and you're like, huh, you're like,
look at
look at
that little gender bender.
My.
Really?
Well,
fooled me.
See, now, here's what I would say. Like, if this is just a situation where he was getting, you know, his friends were giving him grief or saying, oh, my God, you know, you've got Britney Spears on your iPod or whatever, then you just say, whatever, grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shut up. It's a good song.
Yeah, and you just let it go. But this is affecting his dating life. Like,
well, it's
girls...
affecting his whole life. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like his friends assume so, strangers assume so, and he's starting to almost question himself. But, I mean, I think he just has to ask himself, has he ever been attracted to a man? Physically attracted to a man?
Well, I think he would have said that. He has no problem saying that he went to a Britney Spears show where he talked about Perez Hilton and Will and Grace.
Right.
You know, at the show. So I think if he said, there's a couple guys that I think are hot, then I think...
Well, it's one thing.
Then it's Melissa's.
Right. Yeah, then we'll, hand over the case to Melissa.
Well, I mean, because when we read the email, I thought, he has a lot of, if we're in a courtroom,
a lot of evidence in the case.
If we're trying him.
There's a lot of circumstantial evidence, my friend. But, I mean, because I'm trying to determine whether if a guy just, you know, because there are some guys that aren't like testosterone-y, like over testosterone. There are some guys that just don't have as much testosterone. And so they are seriously interested in things that stereotypically women are interested in. So I'm trying to decipher whether he's just one of those guys that, you know what, I don't have a lot of testosterone. I do like celebrity gossip. I do like Perez Hill. I do like all these things. And the people that I relate to on that is a bunch of women. But I don't know, it's just a fine line because, I mean, there's so much that is stereotypical that he's surrounded himself with.
He's never kissed a girl, never been on a date with a girl, and it's because he doesn't have time. You have time.
Well, and he's buddies with all these girls. Well, again, that's the testosterone thing where he doesn't, and I'm saying testosterone just to kind of, whatever it is, that he's not aggressive enough to try to kiss one of these friends he's got.
He says, though, that the girls always put him in the friend zone. Like, he doesn't get girls that are romantically attracted to him. He just becomes their friend.
But he could practice kissing. Don't guys practice kissing when they're younger?
Yeah, but what do you mean?
Like, I mean, he's never kissed.
Never kissed a girl. I don't know.
I mean, we
would have to take calls from gay guys, too, because, I mean, I'm, you know, trying to represent. But,
oh, that's really going to throw him, is if we get a bunch of gay guys helping him be more straight.
Well, I'm just saying that if a gay guy says, you know, look, honey, you know, because gay men are pretty active, and so is the fact that he hadn't kissed a girl does not make him gay.
Hey,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, right, Melissa, welcome to the Bird Show, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your comment?
He actually sounds like one of the perfect guys. I actually dated a guy that wound up being one of the most healthy relationships I've ever had, that upon first meeting, I thought he was gay too.
But
It's not a bad thing.
I totally hear what you're saying, but you have to admit, and Wendy and Jen, And listener Melissa, I'll answer this honestly. If you meet a guy like that, don't you automatically put him in the friend zone the minute you...
Yeah, I think to you me, always have that question.
I mean, I think to me, a guy goes in the friend zone if you're not physically attracted to him, regardless of whether he's more masculine, more feminine, whatever.
I disagree because the guy that I dated, you know, he was very charismatic. He was just very outgoing, and I first thought he was gay. Once he told me he wasn't, at that point, it changed the whole scenario. We hung out for about 6 months before we even started dating, and it turned out to be a better thing. We were friends first, then relationships.
I guess it depends on what you're attracted to. If you're attracted to a guy like that, I mean, then that's what you're attracted to.
Hey, Travis, welcome to the Burt Show.
It's
how
just
are you?
These two aren't attracted to guys like that.
How are you, Travis?
Fantastic, sir.
Hey.
I went to a church where the youth minister was predominantly raised by his mother and his four older sisters, and he was of the same way, I guess. He was more into the more feminine things because he had more of a feminine influence. Mm-hmm. I think people are getting him confused with more or less along the lines of metrosexual. You know, that he's a guy, he's
right.
a man, he's straight, but he does like these mm-hmm. other more mm-hmm. current issues. And, I mean, basically what he's going to have to do is find something that crosses over into something that's more masculine. Like, for instance, if he's crafty and he has the ability to do certain things, maybe mm-hmm. he had to cross over to something that's a little bit more... I guess, you know, man cave
boyishly
type deal,
crafty.
Like those, you know, woodworking, furniture right. making, stuff like that. I mean,
like doing those carvings out of, doing those carvings out of tree trunks with chainsaws. Like he could do that when he puts Britney Spears on his iPad.
Well, he could do the set design for, you know, some theatrical production.
Hey, Michelle, welcome
and
to the Burt Show.
And that would make it more straight?
I was being sarcastic.
Good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to say that my boyfriend of 2 years now was the quiet guy in high school, and everybody assumed that he was gay. But once you got to know him, he was totally into sports, knew more sports than most of my masculine guy friends. And the iPod has, you know, the emo music, you know, that you would assume. But we've been dating for two years now. So, you know, people just... had those assumptions of him because he was the quiet one. He dresses really nice. You know, he's not, I don't know, the athletic type, but at the same time, you know, he's not confused all the time. And you know, like I said, we've been dating for 2 years, and he said, you know, the guy said that he didn't like defending himself if he knows, and this
right.
couldn't be a deal.
Then there's nothing to defend himself
yeah,
against.
It does feel like if you become defensive about it, then you're trying to hide something. And it sounds like from this email, he's not trying to hide anything. He's putting mm-hmm. it all out there. But I
right.
think that we should set this guy up. Because it sounds like he needs help with dating, right?
Right.
So, and he can't get past the friend zone. So we need to find women like our caller right here, whose boyfriend, you know, everybody assumed was.
Right.
And maybe have her help us select the women that would be good to set him up with. Maybe set him up on 3 different dates and then follow up with those girls to see how it went. You know,
right.
do they think that he's gay? Do they put him in the friend zone immediately? Or maybe he can find a love connection with someone who's going into it. Knowing, you know, this is a guy who's straight, who, you know, maybe isn't your typical macho dude.
So we're doing the Hey, I'm Not Gay dating game.
I think so.
That's a good
name.
I think
it would work.
I think one important thing, it seems that, you know, because I'm always trying to defend, like, gay men and lesbians. Like, don't stereotype. Don't assume this. You know, there's a diverse group of people within each community that you have your guys that are very slick and clean cut. Then you have your gruff guys. Like, not every gay guy is like this guy's describing himself as, you know what I mean? So it's good now that we're going over to the straight man world
right.
and saying
same thing.
Straight men are diverse. Not all straight men are into sports. Not all straight men are, you know, building things and, you know, talking about all these, you know, sports and brr, and sometimes
girl
they do like
fire,
yeah, exactly.
Hunting.
So it's good that it's showing
bows
that
and, arrows.
And there's obviously women who prefer the guys that aren't so, you know, gruff.
Well, and hey. Trust me, if we could date gay men, we would. Okay.
Hey, Mike, you'll be the very last call we take on the topic. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, love the show.
This Thank
guy
you very much.
So used it to his advantage.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's the bragging right. imagine the bragging rights to straight girls to be the one to convert the gay guy straight. I don't know what it is. Something about your eyes. Maybe your personality. I just really want to kiss you or something.
You're a different woman.
He could still use it to his advantage.
Oh, that's true.
Yes,
he can only use it to be a player, though. He couldn't use it to get in a real relationship.
I do not endorse that, by the way.
When he's like... The part about the Britney Spears show and like the girls are all talking to him and stuff, like his perfect response is, no, I thought you were gay. He's like, I'm not gay. I'm just like Britney Spears. What girl's not going to be a little bit intrigued by that and be like, really?
Yeah.
Because I like Britney Spears.
Wait a second. So this listener may be the ultimate player and we just haven't recognized
it
yet.
That's true. I say we get producer Tracy on it and we see if we can set him up on a few blind dates and get him over the... He needs a straight guy slump buster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he needs to get through this bad stage.
Well, he needs to kiss a girl.
He needs to make out with
somebody. He hadn't even done that yet.
So yes. Tracy will call him today and see if she can get him to agree to be a part of it. And we could actually do it this week and he could date over to the 3-day weekend.
Yeah, cool. We should definitely do that. And then we'll have the women come back and report for us. He doesn't ever have to come on the air.
He loved it.
Get it? The Bird Show.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today